can't sleep. Gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
Welcome to a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft. The Shaft, episode 231, recorded on July 7th, 2020.
I'm Brent Copeland.
Is this where I go?
Oh,
I was like, am I supposed to say I'm Wes Wilson? Where's my cue? I don't get a cue.
I'll give you a cue.
Are you gonna say, who is that guy anyway with the glasses? Oh, wait, we all have glasses. Yeah. I'm Eric Fullerton.
And welcome to The Shaft. Your weekly or semi-week or something, sometime scheduled podcast about Minecraft stuff that we're pretending we still do on a massive basis.
We have a crazy packed one because this is like 2 weeks of news and lots of sightings, and it's actually a pretty full show. We don't have a guest this week, but we're locked in next week. We're not going to tell you who. It's a big one that everybody will definitely remember. But that's all I'll say in case they don't show up. But it's going to be really cool.
As has been known to happen.
What? Never. Every time we get a guest, they appear somewhere.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Absolutely.
It's true. Absolutely. Let's do it.
He actually said it.
Yeah, so we don't have a guest this week. It's not that we don't want to have guests. It's just that the guest we're talking to lives in another country, and it's very difficult to sync the times. But we think he got it worked out for next week, and I'm excited.
I'm blaming holidays.
And holidays are bad too. I have had a really, really rough time this week with the holidays, and then I also... I should wait till we get the bumper for that, huh?
Oh.
Our
dirties. Yay! So I'll go first. I still have been playing Sky Factory 4 and loving it. Like, but I the thing that's weird about it that is kind of odd is that, you know, Eric was like, what are you going to talk about in our journeys? And I'm like, I don't really know, because it's just planting a lot of trees over and over and over again. Now I did get a little farther, and I'm getting to the point where I no longer have to focus all my activity on trees. But that's largely what I've been doing. And people show up in my stream and go, what is that blue tree? What is that red tree? And I'm like, shh, it's important, trees.
Wait, do you have like a certain technique when you plant these trees? Like, do you do like a little behind the back, a little jump and plant, or any kind of trick shots?
No. Well, there is one thing that I've learned. Okay, so are you familiar with vein mining? It's where you hold down a key and then you click on something, and what it'll do is it'll instantly break all the stuff that's the same material connected to that thing. So like if you're mining some iron, it'll instantly eat up all the iron in there, right? And drop it on the ground. So when you do vein mining, it gets the whole vein at once, right? So like if you're chopping down a tree, you chop down the bottom of the tree, and then the whole tree goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a grid about 5x12 of dirt blocks in a big wooden platform flying in the sky, and I plant trees in them, right? And then periodically a bunch of them are growing up, and I go over and I vein mine the leaves, and it'll eat up sometimes half the freaking forest's worth of leaves and drop all their stuff on me. And then I have to go and vein mine each of the tree stalks, because the tall tree stumps standing there like mobs will spawn on top of them because there are no torches up there, right? So I have to be careful, right?
Okay.
But then I realized I needed to expand my garden a little bit because I needed some food. And so I started knocking out some of the wood of my platform. But I've been doing so much vein mining that I had the vein mining button hit. And I basically vein mined the whole platform I was standing on, and it all instantly went away.
Oh, no.
And me and all the stuff just started falling. Well, I respawned on my bed, which was still floating above where the blocks used to be. And there's a chest about five blocks away, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've got some wooden stuff in there, right? There's nothing within reach for me to do anything with. So I have to parkour over to my chest. And I died like three or four times. And finally I parkoured over to the chest. And then I had to like do this thing where I'm slowly replacing all the wood of my platform that I had vein mined out. And it was horrible. It was horrible.
It's like repairing a beach, but in the sky.
Yes, like, that is exactly what it was. And but like once I did it, I knew exactly what I did, and I went, "Oh no!" And
were you streaming?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I should go back and clip that because it's pretty damn funny.
Just do like a Wile E. Coyote, like.
And then fall down. Yeah. Or a wah! but I've been doing Sky Factory 4 and it's been an interesting experience. A lot of it is learning how to make trees from other trees, planting the trees, getting the stuff, making resources, you know. Anyway, it's been an interesting experience, but it, for the most part, other than when disaster strikes, it's not very much fun to talk about. Additionally, this weekend we had a Minecraft competition at PlayOnCon. We did a 100% virtual PlayOnCon this year because of the COVIDs. And Joe Hills and Duke the Pianist ran it. And that is pianist. and we'll announce the winners of that when we get down to sightings.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
that was, okay. It was really cool. Cause I watched a lot of it and I saw like Joe Hills doing the build event and watched some fire happening. And, that was cool stuff. So
yep. Yeah.
It went well, I take. People seem
to. Well, I mean, so it's weird. Like, of course, the virtual events are not going to have the turnout of the actual convention. But
right.
The people who did show up were, like, amazingly surprised. They were like, we didn't really know what to expect. And this felt like PlayOnCon. And I'm like, well, then we did what we wanted to do. You know, we didn't have to blow everybody's doors off. We just wanted to remind people that we still care about the show and give them a chance to have a good time. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that's cool. And I didn't do much Minecraft this week. I did a little bit of, I'm pushing my window glass building out and up because I need to make an enchanting room and start enchanting some stuff. So I needed a space for it. So I'm going to make my whole thing in glass now. It's either going to be the earth that's there or glass is my goal. And so it's going to
nice.
Look horrible. But we'll see. It's going to be like glass stairs and stuff. Which may be coming out today. I also got a shirt in. So, you know, my black and red hoodie is just like moth-eaten 15-year-old champion hoodie from Walmart.
Oh yeah,
it was just it looked ratty back when in the old days,
right? And it's like you would be surprised, they just don't make it anymore. It's like a one of a kind. And I've actually searched for this hoodie to try to get another one and I can't. So anyway, I made a shirt. So I got a shirt.
Oh,
And it has Boomrockers in chat. It's got some of his artwork. So on the chest.
Oh.
And then on the back, it's got you guys.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, and the lining is TNT.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome.
So it's a little hidden because it's behind it, but wow. So we need to find a convention to go to so I can find an excuse to wear it outside the house once they start doing those again.
Right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, sweet.
Otherwise, I'll just sleep in it.
Sleep in button Smell it at night when you're lonely.
Settle up with wet. And art from Doom Rocker. So, yeah. Yeah. That's, yep. Do we want to just...
Well, I miss... Yeah, because I'm waiting for some updates when we get together on the server again, and so I can see your awesome weird glass earth replacement thing that you're going to do. Love it.
Oh, crap. Here we go.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Absolutely.
So we got a pack thing of news this week. And so the first thing here is the next update for Minecraft. This is a speculation article here about the mountain update. So it may or may not be a real thing. A lot of people, every time I see any comments on new trailers or new update videos on the official Mojang YouTube channel, everybody's like talking about the cave update. I mean, there's not a cave update, but like we need one, you know? So anyway, this one, the mountain update, I guess there was a poll where people voted on what they wanted to see for the next Minecraft update during Minecon 2019. And the winning vote was everybody wanted mountain updates, I guess. So I guess it's probably something like new mountain biomes, new features to mountains. I don't know, mountainy stuff.
I think this shows that they listen to the show, because we were just talking about this just the other week. New dwarves in the mountains.
Oh, yeah, right. And, yeah.
And trolls true. And orcs. And
Well, we already have enough trolls, but yeah. We got three of them on this show.
I really don't know where they're going to go with this. I mean, other than making like some different mountaintops and maybe a mountaintop, maybe a mountaintop, you know, tomb or something. I don't know. I don't really
spelunking
know.
Tool.
I feel like spelunking tools.
Grappling hooks spelunking. To get up.
Yeah.
Places much faster instead of having to like hop up. You can toss it up and then.
What about like
into
mine?
Another segment already?
You know how they have like, you know, abandoned mines deep down in caves, but something that was like, you know, like a hobbit village, or you know what I mean, like where it's like some sort of village that's built into the mountain where you can see like doors. I don't know. That might be difficult to do procedurally, but think something that has to do with like, right, like. This, I guess what I mean is like a structure, like a mountain structure of some sort. I don't know.
Maybe they could have mountain goats that have like really extreme knockback.
Ooh, that sucks.
what about some sort of like craggy, rocky, nesty place in the rocks on the mountains for like harpies living in?
Have
harpies. Like a valley of harpies that you can go in and get feathers. And maybe advanced feathers to make special arrows with from the harpies.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah. I like that.
What? They should just hire us. We can do this.
Yeah.
We can make
this. Yeah.
I think this would be just a great idea for Mojang in general. Just, hey, we're going to let the Shaft design this whole update.
Yeah, the Shaft update. Yeah.
Ooh, Nosty had a good idea. Cloud temples. Maybe like on certain mountaintops, the top of the mountain is covered in clouds and you can't see what's up there till you get up there.
Ooh, okay.
I like that.
Maybe how about that?
Clouds.
Oh, that might be interesting too. But I'm thinking you go up to the top of the mountain and you can't see what's up there till you get up there. And there's like a cool thing.
What about like like monks or something? You know, like a temple.
Oh,
and
hey,
there's like villagers that, but they're like all monked out. You know,
like a cloud city with monks, and they're friendly, but they don't really talk to you.
Right. Because villagers don't either. They're just like,
Yeah, but maybe they won't even do that because they've taken a vow of silence.
Oh, right. They don't even make sounds. Oh, okay.
But if you if you spend enough time with them, you will learn some awesome kung fu moves that you can do.
Or become the Batman?
The Batman.
Yes!
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That
was
weird.
Where you're going with this. And now we have just ensured we will never design an update.
What are you talking about? We already had Batman in one of our Let's Plays. He was in City of Love, remember?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, but he was a Batman, not a Batman.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This next thing, so there's a market, the Minecraft Marketplace summer sale has started. The sale discounts over 70 maps, skins, items, and more with doorbuster deals every day.
What?
So it's kind of like a Steam sale, huh? Where they just kind of throw new stuff up.
Yes.
There's also some free maps, free emotes. So the sale already started July 3rd and it ends July 13th.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, that's good. Cool. Go get your buy on and some Minecraft goodies from the marketplace.
Yeah.
And this next bit is about Minecraft Dungeons. It's getting its first DLC. The jungle themed area. See, we haven't even beaten what we've got.
Right.
We haven't even done the thing that is there, but it has this new DLC. It has a jungle themed area with three story based missions to replay, new monsters, several new items. It is available for Hero Pass owners or separately for $4.99. And the new map is Lower Temple, and a new threat level per difficulty. It unlocks higher powered gear and additional challenges.
You're like, and there's also,
yeah. And then there's like battle staffs and dual crossbows and balance changes to some of the existing stuff.
And I don't think I'm playing dungeons correctly because I stopped playing. I wanted to wait and do the dungeons with you guys and not like get ahead and stuff. But I feel like it's kind of like Diablo where you don't have to do that. You can just go ahead and play a different character and get ahead and do stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm going to start playing without y'all.
Instead, why don't we play together?
Okay. Like shamalama ding da dong da ding. Dong.
Yep, it'll just instantly happen, you know.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
I wonder if they also put localization changes. Remember how Minecraft would always end their update patch notes with localization?
Yes. And I wonder if they pull out. Do you think they pull out Herobrine every time too?
Yeah. Right.
Speaking of, about pulling out Herobrine, I wonder if you can open up a new fandangled box of Minecraft Dio's cereal and pull out a little Herobrine figure. I've heard rumors that there's one in there in one of the boxes somewhere.
Yeah, Kellogg's has created a Minecraft cereal called Creeper Crunch. And this is the point where you go, did they just sell out? Or are they just getting more amazing? I don't know.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but my friend Luke Peterschmidt had a Minecraft board game idea that he had at MineCon 1. And it actually, like, he ended up making the game anyway without the Minecraft license and called it Castle Dice, I believe. But it had a lot of stuff, but Minecraft was really stingy about how it licensed its stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And now they're just like, oh, you get a Minecraft license, and I'm like, that's the way you do it.
And I mean, really, quality. This is just a, yeah, well, I mean, it's Kellogg, so like, they have the name. They probably have the quality. They have the factories. They have, I mean, it's not a no-name food,
yeah.
You know, which that would be a little scary. So the quality is there, but if you think about, like, food has no relation whatsoever with Minecraft. Sure, there's food in Minecraft, but that's not much of a correlation there. Like, I mean, they already did, like, clothes. Like, you can wear Minecraft on your shirt and stuff, but that's pretty common for any brand ever. Like, you're always going to find shirts and hats. But cereal?
Yeah. I think the correlation is kids play Minecraft, kids eat cereal.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's marry the two and sell a crap load of cereal. Because, you know, walking down that aisle, like, a kid's going to see that creeper face and be like, what the hell? I need to put that in my mouth.
And it looks like it's just Lucky Charms. That's what it looks like. It looks like Lucky Charms.
It better have some, like, Pop Rocks in it. Like, it's exploding. The creeper's exploding in my belly.
Trimaster said, tastes like gunpowder.
But talking about quality, hopefully not. That's what they're not good. But talking about quality, remember we went to one of the Minecons and we got that... the chest, and we got like some stuffed plushies. Well, I gave one of the plushies to my dad to give to my niece because, you know, Minecraft kids love that. Well, a year later, my dad calls me and goes, hey, I need you to get me another one of those plushies that you gave me because they make a great dog toy. And his dog. Like, we give our dogs, like, a little toy, and they chew it up in, like, a day, you know? But this one's lasted years. So if you need a dog toy, Minecraft plushies are the way to go.
What was that company that made those? I can't remember it. Well, you know, they had the deal. They had the licensing deal for the swords and stuff with Think Geek. And Think Geek went out of business.
Right.
And so my son wanted to be like a multi-armed Steve for Halloween, and I couldn't buy any of those foam swords anywhere. So I had to make them from scratch.
Oh, wow.
So what I did was, like play floor mat that's like jigsaw puzzled. You know, that foam, and you can get that stuff at like the dollar store or Five Below for super cheap. And so what I did was I took one of those and I created a template for a diamond sword on it and then cut it out and hollowed out the middle of two of these and put a wood dowel in the middle of it and sandwiched them together and then stuck a sticker on the outside. Wow. And they were huge and awesome, and they're still on my son's wall. And he wants to go as like Octa Steve next year, so he wants to make six more.
Oh, get to cutting.
There's my
favorite not story. Eager. Maybe I can get the license now that Think Geek doesn't have it anymore.
Right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, because the only swords you could buy were those plastic ones in the store that like transform. Have you seen they like have like moving parts? It's weird.
That is
and who
weird.
Wants to hit their friends with a plastic sword?
Now I do have. So are the foam swords collectors now? People who have them?
Yeah, I guess so. Probably.
Because I still have one that a fan sent us to sign, and we still haven't gotten everybody together to sign it.
Oh, no.
And so it's sitting in a box in my closet, and I hope it has their address in there.
Oops. Oh, no.
But, I mean, they might be really excited to get it back now if they haven't moved.
Yeah.
Well, And then they can put it on eBay and get $1,000 or so. So I guess that is the new. Oh, so Creeper Crunch is available in grocery stores in August, and it will have a cinnamon flavor.
Mm.
See, cinnamon is poison, and I can't believe they're doing that to me.
Is that like Apple Jacks? Would that be considered cinnamon flavor?
No, no. Cinnamon flavor is like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, I love that. Those are good.
Those are good.
That was my favorite growing up. I'm still growing up. I love them.
I think mine were the blueberry waffalos. Was that a
what?
Thing?
I
don't remember.
I'm a, I think I was a. I liked blueberry and Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah.
I like blueberry. Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles was good too. They got so freaking soggy so fast. God.
Kind of the.
It was like eating seaweed.
It's the like favorites, I think. All the ones with high sugar.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they don't have blueberry anymore. Don't they?
No, they don't.
Count Chocula or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that was my favorite too.
Yeah, I think they have Count Chocula and Frankenberry. I do think they still have Frankenberry, but it's rare.
Collector's item.
But blueberry was better.
Blueberry better.
Push the button, Frank.
I don't know how to play this. I don't know how to play this.
Is it this one? We tried to play it last week, too.
We're going like this. Oh, it's going.
I'm going to mine, and I'm going to grieve every last one of them.
Is it over?
I don't know. I think I just went over it.
Edit right there.
Such a weird. What is that a reference to?
I'm going to mine.
Oh, so you what heard it?
Yeah. Well, I listened to the stream. Didn't. I just unpaused the stream.
Oh. Well, I know how to fix it, but it'll. Well, no, then I'll just hear it. Anyway. Great bumper!
So
I
weird.
It from last week.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. So we have a few listener contributions. I just grabbed these from YouTube real quick.
Yeah.
And the first one here is from James, and it says, wow, I remember the old channel with the Diamonds song.
Yeah, that's the name of
it. Well, I mean, it's fair. It was an old channel, and it had the Diamonds song on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two for two.
Yeah, and then we got another James who says, lol, you guys with your white beards. XD, you guys are cool.
Is this sarcasm? I don't even know. Okay.
I'm gonna pretend that, you know, he's being serious.
Okay, he's serious. And Huntrocony. Is that how you say it, you think? Huntrocony. Anyway, pre-alpha comes before alpha. Sometimes life is simple. Oh, yeah, we were talking about that was on the Joe Hill's episode, if you get that reference.
And Camaro says, thanks. I've been missing this.
And then lastly, we have the man, and I can't remember that. I can't read that last little bit there. The man tinkerer?
The mad tinkerer.
The mad tinkerer says, the original website URL is dead, but the show isn't. Nice.
The original website, I guess, like the shaftpodcast.com, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah,
it died, or someone claimed it. And they're now selling it for like $1 million or something stupid. We're like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. We'll just get a different one. Like, it matters.
Yeah.
So Elon Musk, if you're listening to this, buy us our old website deck.
Yeah.
Excavation station.
All right. Well, we got some doozies this week.
Yeah.
We always do, don't we?
Yeah.
So I got to thinking this week, or was it last week? It was between now and 2 weeks ago. I've been itching to play on the Shaftlands and continue all of the crazy things that we started and go check out Brent's new weird sand base or whatever.
His
desert. Now it's glass. Yes.
Glastoria.
Glastoria?
With the mad tinkering dwarves. I'm working on it. I'll work on it.
Work on the lore a little bit.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking, so I'm offline playing, trying to get to the Nether and stuff. And it's, I don't know. I really like to play with friends. I don't really like to play by myself. Because if I play by myself, I get almost sidetracked, or I'm talking to myself in my head and I'm listening and then I stop listening. I'm like, what did I just say? And then I get in a fight with myself and it gets real weird. So then I'm like, I need some friends. So
I think that's what happens to most people. They start fighting themselves in their head and go, I need some friends.
So while we wait to get the site updated or the server update and everything, I thought, hey, this is kind of an interesting thing for Excavation Station, would be a player companion driven entirely by AI. So not just a generic hey, I'm going to follow you around like a dog. It's like an AI, basically it's the AI is modeled after actual players and what they do. I'm sure that that's not impossible to code, where you can take the average player and what he does and his actions and model that, right? So then now you could spawn AI player companions that just, they probably don't even follow you around, because do normal people follow you around all the time? No. They're just doing their thing. So you could have a single player world with say I want 32 bots or whatever, right? But they're they act like real people, and you could pretend like you have friends even though you don't.
I like it. And then some of them could install some hacks and go and steal the diamonds from the bottom levels of the map, so that you don't get them, and then grief your stuff.
It'd be interesting to see what an AI would build too. If it's trained on actual real humans, it would probably build things that normal people have built, just a chicken farm or an iron golem farm or whatever, useful things too, as well as just nice looking castles or that'd be pretty cool. So that could be a mod maybe even, but I'd love to see something like that. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And that's our only Excavation Station idea.
So, people need to send these in, right? You can use your poop blocks and we'll get those in if you want to use poop blocks in the channel. I'm sure you have them enough because it's pretty cheap to do. You can use the speakpipe.com/theshaft and play audio. We'll get that working one day too, to work correctly. You could even tweet us. Just tweet at the Shaft Podcast, hashtag listener contributions or Excavation Station. That'd be a better one, with your idea. And then maybe people will comment on it there and we can talk about the comments about the idea without actually reading the idea, because that would be fun.
And then Notch will tell you what he thinks of the idea. Oh, Notch, what do you think of my idea, by the way?
Absolutely. Sure, I kind of like that.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Sweet. Wrong button.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
All right. Exciting.
So I saw a video this week that's pretty awesome. Mr. Beast had a 100-person building competition. And for those of you who don't know who Mr. Beast is, he does these massive pranks and stuff where he has these huge monetary giveaways. And anyway, he had a 100-person building competition, and we're going to post a video in the show notes, and he's got some other stuff you should check out, so go ahead and do that.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. So this is a weird one. Someone beat Minecraft using a real piano.
Disclaimer, so the footage in this video was recorded as part of my ongoing Minecraft series where I play the game using
hooked
a piano
up a
keyboard.
Real life
that series
MIDI
can be found
keyboard,
on my second channel, Jackal Gaming,
in order
where
to
I plan to do lots of other entertaining
game.
Gaming
like,
videos.
The keys are
so if you enjoy
mapped to you know, different movements like up, down, left, right, and walking, like WASD, the inventory key, the clicking of the mouse, the left mouse. Anyway, all of this stuff is like keys. So when he's playing it, it sounds like random keys being played, but like he's good. Like it's pretty cool. There's a highlight video that you have to watch. We'll link it in the description in the show notes. But he actually goes all the way to the end and beats it. Like the way he just crafts things, and like I'm like, is he really using it? Like, is it really? I mean, it's impressive.
Well, I'm gonna play some of it, but it plays the audio and it kind of played audio over you. So can you repeat what you're saying?
Oh,
just kidding. You don't have to do that.
Disclaimer. The footage in this video was recorded as part of my ongoing Minecraft series where I play the game using a piano keyboard. That series can be found on my second channel,
times.
Jackal Gaming.
Good times. And there's also an what is this about? An RGB Minecraft sign which lights up when friends join your server and it just uses a Raspberry Pi? Is this true?
Yeah.
It's thinner than that, I take it, or something.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know, something. But yeah, like
just let her.
It lights up, so you could be like, "Oh, someone's on the server." Yeah, just thought that was kind of interesting.
That's cool. I want to read more about it, and everybody else should too, so they can go to the shaft.live and look at the show notes when they're posted, and they will see all these links, including this next one that I believe Wes is going to talk to us about.
Yes! So, like I said, Joe Hills and Duke the Pianist ran a Minecraft build competition at PlayOnCon, and the competition winner was the Crimson, and we will have a link to the winning build. And yeah, so you can check that out, and I really want to thank them a lot, as Joe does the Minecraft build competition every single year, and he just brings his natural energy to it, and I appreciate it. So thank you, Joe.
Yes.
And Strime Master Joe had a good idea in chat about, I believe, ideas and contributions and stuff. Go ahead and make MP3s and post them to the Discord, if that's allowed. I don't even know if we allow that, but we'll allow it in like sightings and just don't do anything that would get you booted from the Discord.
Yeah,
that's a good plan.
I mean, that's kind of the way to live your life.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe,
and so
that
is this where you push the button
rounds us out.
Is yeah, that
rounds it out.
I don't think I actually have a button for the outro. Did I tell you that I did play some Minecraft Earth, and I finally did a dungeon that I didn't die in, and I did during the day so I could actually do it. And I got some materials, and I got to... It's really weird how you dig down into the hole, and you just kind of stand there and point at stuff and dig out with your finger.
Yeah,
but nothing attacked me, so that was good. And yeah, so I'm still are now level 11.
Nice. Let's
see how that goes.
Very cool.
I still want to try that out, but that would also mean leaving the house. And I'm
at the house to play it.
Oh, really?
You can
do like
it
digging
in your living room,
or your bathroom,
or your bathroom. You can do it in the closet where you keep people chained up. I mean, if you have one of those closets, not saying you do.
Dig yourself a new basement so you can, you know, chain the people up down there.
That's right. I've been watching too much Dexter. I'm almost done with that one.
Oh, that's a good one. Nice. Yeah.
It's really nice.
Hard. I don't know.
Nice.
So there is a code.
So,
oh, do you want You want to get code?
Yeah. Do you want me to give it out?
Yeah, sure. It's not available yet. Wait till this episode is released. That's how we're doing it from now on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can go to the website and redeem this code. And it's 070720. It's the date. Isn't that clever?
That's pretty clever.
It's a good one.
Pretty clever.
It's a good one.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And while y'all give out all this other stuff, I'm going to run the stream battle.
Okay. Oh. Well, hey, for all the people who are listening to this, you can also join us weekly. You can go to twitch.tv/theshaftlive and watch us live while we record it. We'll usually tweet out when we're going to start, but we've been doing it lately kind of a Tuesday about 9 p.m. Central Time. As always, we post these episodes with video on YouTube on youtube.com/theshaftpodcast. If you want to call us, you can go to speakpipe.com/theshaft and you can say things to us. You know, nice things, please. Or, you know, excavation station ideas or stuff like that. Or, you know, if you want to compliment us and tell us how handsome we are, you can do that too. You can email us at theshaftpodcast@gmail.com. Please give us iTunes reviews because, you know, most of ours are a little old. We can use some new ones. And feel free to join the community. We've got a fantastic Discord. And if you go to theshaft.live, you can get links to that. And we are trying to be active on there more and more. But keep in mind, I've got a family of five. A lot of us are buying homes and raising families and cleaning up dog vomit. That was my day. we hope to interact with you as we can on there.
Yes.
Did we win?
We won.
We're winners. And so are you for listening to this episode.
Congratulations. You made it through The Shaft Alive. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast player and leave us feedback. Read show notes, leave us a voice message, and find out more about the show at www.theshaft.live.
Check out next week when we have a wild, wacky character.
Yes.
Should we give a hint?
Yes.
Should we give a hint?
No. No.
This is Carl Mane, and you've been listening to The Shaft.
Is that a
he is such a wild, wacky character.